I certainly didn't understand, for example, the 1963 treaty, the Limited Test Ban Treaty. Mm-hmm. People were talking and negotiations were going on when I came to work in 1958, which is why this country was beginning to look at how to do underground testing, because the politicians of the day knew that we were going to get at some point to an agreement with the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. which we did in 1963, and the Limited Test Ban Treaty banned testing in the atmosphere and in space and underwater, which of course was a very good thing for the world. I came here because the country was getting ready to do that, and there were people that knew we were heading for that treaty. I didn't understand that until much later, and I didn't understand all the ramifications of it. I heard competent nuclear scientists at the time saying that going underground would be a big mistake, that it would limit the kinds of measurements that could be made and the understanding of the phenomena. And of course, just the reverse of that was true. It turned out to be a much more technically productive way mm-hmm. to do business. But at the time, I knew that we were going to test these things underground, and I didn't know how many we had, or how many kinds we had, or how many we needed to have. Mm-hmm. But I clearly sensed from what we were doing that we were in a race with the Soviets. Mm-hmm. And I also saw a lot of other things going on at the test site, trying to understand the effects of a nuclear war, learning about radiation and learning about what it would do to the skin with the experiments with all of the pigs in, mm-hmm. in Frenchman Flat and the Bren Tower constructed mm-hmm. specifically to look at to be able to predict doses on Japanese kinds of mm-hmm. housing and the farm, mm-hmm. which was established specifically to begin to understand how radiation from a nuclear exchange would get into the food cycle. Mm-hmm. So you'd be able to understand that so you could protect your own people. And,
right.
And these were all pieces that when you're just working in a tunnel in Area 12, you don't understand. But the more you were at the test site, and the more, whether you were a miner or a carpenter or in the mess hall, mm-hmm. Everybody, you had to have a Q clearance to work at the Nevada test site.
Right.
Now, what you knew was governed by the need to know principle, but everybody knew they were involved in something that was pretty important. And the longer you were there, the more you learned. Mm-hmm. And I think the more most people discovered that it was an important thing, and it was more than just a very good job, it was something that was good for the country.